welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, our God is not short on miracles. He is answering prayer. And it's an exciting and wonderful time to be alive as a child of God. Now, you look at the world, that's another situation entirely. But beloved, I want myself to become more and more sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to increase in wisdom and revelation of what the world has told us. We have heard, if you've walked with the Lord any length of time, there's been any number of messages and teachings you've heard on the power and the authority of the believer. But beloved, we're also in very intense spiritual warfare because Satan knows that his time is short, the closer we draw to the end of time. And so it behooves us to be aware of our spiritual enemy, but also to understand how he attacks, and that in spite of our circumstances, in spite of the mental battles we may go through, in spite of our feelings, there is a realm in God that we can know as we read the Bible that the Apostle Paul entered into when he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. We have heard that verse how many times in our Christian life and experience, yet have we walked fully in that sense of victory, that sense of disconnect from everything negative that the devil or the world would tell us? I think God is bringing us into that place. He's going to have to, because when he comes, he's coming for a glorious church without spot, stain, or wrinkle, one that will not be walking in unbelief, one that will be walking in the fruit of the Spirit, in the gifts of the Spirit, in the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh, beloved, my spirit has been so stirred as I've been waiting before God these last several weeks. As I began the year, I was in a time of extended fasting, and I know that God has so much more for us than we have experienced, that we've tasted. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, beloved, our God is good. Jesus loves you with all of his heart. The Father loves you. And let me share a scripture, again, very familiar, but there's nothing, I tell you, there is absolutely nothing that can separate you from God's love. Your failures, your sins, not that there's a purposeful living or attempting to just live a sinful lifestyle, but when you do fall, when you do sin, thank God his mercy, his blood covers all of our sin. And he'll forgive us our sin, as John tells us, and he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. The Apostle Paul states in Romans, the 8th chapter, verses 38 through 39, for I am persuaded. He didn't have any doubts concerning what he was about to say. He didn't have any misgivings. He was persuaded. He knew. He rested his life upon it, that neither death nor life, no matter what we go through, beloved, he said, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, the spiritual warfare of the enemy, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. He's saying anything that's currently in your life, whatever circumstances surround you now, or sometimes this fear the enemy puts in our hearts because of the future, because we remember the battles of the past and we think, oh, it's never going to be any different. You know, why is it always such a battle? Why is it always so hard? That's our emotional response. But beloved, while God has given us emotions and they're good as they're used in a godly way, yet we can't let those feelings run us. We are to be led by the Spirit. We are to walk in the Spirit, which means our spirit man is in obedience to the Spirit of God. And our emotions, our thoughts, our physical bodies, everything lines up. And I believe this is the ultimate where God wants to take us. You know, John said, I would, beloved, that you would prosper and be in health. He's talking about spiritual prosperity, of course. That's the baseline. And we're talking about financial prosperity and physical prosperity, health, right? How important is that? Beloved, when you don't feel well, when you're fighting sickness, not only our testimony, our ability to serve God. And the Lord understands that. There's weakness. There's a feeling, you know, emotionally you get affected. It's just, you know, God will raise us from a bed of sickness. But he says, nor things to come, fear of the future, that can't separate us. Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And you might be saying, well, that sounds good. Well, beloved, if you're questioning the faithfulness of God, look back on your life. At what time, any time, did the Lord turn his back on you or was not faithful to you? You may have gone through some very hard times. I know I have in my life. I thought sometimes the battles would never end. There were seasons, very long seasons, of very, very difficult times. And yet I believe it's like, you know, when the morning breaks, the light starts just very faintly, briefly over the horizon, but with a steady increasing passing of minutes, the sky begins to be flooded with the light of the rising sun, which is the dawn. And so, beloved, you and myself, you and every child of God has the right, the permission, and not only that, the responsibility through faith in Jesus to stand on top of your circumstances. Don't let them stand on you. Don't be crushed under your circumstances. He's called us to live the victorious life over these things. And beloved, as Paul said, I mean, as much as he knew these things firsthand, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended, but I'm pressing on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So that's what we're to do, to continue to press on. And as we do, beloved, I've been praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation to God's people, the body of Christ, to UCM partners, to you, my radio family. Some of you have never written. Doesn't matter. I'm still praying for you. But that does not mean you can't write, because if you have a specific prayer need or if the Holy Spirit is moving upon you, then you would do well to obey him, because he's got a reason. There's many testimonies that come, and a separate ministry that comes through the ministry of correspondence. I spend hours praying and individually handling every letter that comes in. I love it. It's one of the joys of my life. I look forward to hearing testimonies. I look forward to hearing new updates in terms of prayer needs. And beloved, it's just a personal ministry. God's kept UCM small enough that I'm still able to do it. So praise God. And I'm delighted with what he's given us to do. So, beloved, we have to understand, just as Paul lived above the circumstances he was faced with, and as he lived above his circumstances, we can do so today if we learn how to be independent of them. In ourselves, there's no way, but through Jesus. That's how, beloved, through Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. And beloved, my heart breaks many times. I just shed tears when I read some of the situations that Christians are going through or some of the teachings they've been taught. They feel their situations are literally impossible. But if we would lift our eyes to the hills from whence cometh our salvation, if these same dear fellow Christians would only stand on the victory wrought at Calvary by and through Jesus, they would be able to rise above their circumstances. And beloved, the enemy is in intense warfare against God's people. These have been very difficult years. But how does he fight you? Well, he fights you through your thought processes, or he brings back feelings, your emotions, remembering of what you went through in a similar situation, and it's all a negative input. And you may be the most sincere, sweet, loving Christian. You love God with all your heart, but he hates you all the more for that. So, beloved, it's in the shadow of the cross, the light of Jesus Christ, that we can say nothing is impossible for my Lord Jesus. See, that's why Paul could say, I could do all things, because nothing's impossible for the Lord. Do we understand? It's important we understand that. And I pray that as we stand in the shadow of the cross, the light of Jesus Christ, we can say, nothing is impossible for my Lord. The same Christ that defeated Satan on the battlefield of eternity and won the glorious victory over all of his works and over all of his demons and over Satan himself is the same Christ that lives in the heart of every true child of God. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Praise God. Well, my time is gone, and I feel like we could go for weeks on this subject, but I do invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. We're heard on this station every day at this time. Should at any time you miss or want to re-listen to a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, Unveiled, UNVEILED, Christ. And at the website, they are archived there for your convenience. So, beloved, I thank you for joining me today. I love you with all my heart, and I'm praying for you. And I'm excited to see what God is going to do in our lives. This is a new season, beloved, a new time in God. Let's lift our eyes to the Lord. Let's forget those things that are past. Let's turn and press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. The announcer will share our contact information. I invite you to write or email. I'll confirm receipt and pray for you. If you'd like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address. Love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.